In May, Eastern State Hospital celebrated an incredible milestone, its 200th anniversary. Since May 1st, 1824, the hospital has provided inpatient psychiatric care for Kentucky patients. At the time of its opening, it was just the second inpatient psychiatric hospital in the nation. Psychiatric care has come a long way in the past two centuries, with major breakthroughs in behavioral therapies and medications. But a key aspect of this care today is understanding all the physical and social needs a patient may have, says Chief Administrative Officer Lindsay Jasinski.
One of the myths is that our folks come in and mental illness is the only thing that's going on with them. And in reality, we treat a lot of medical issues as well because our patients are less likely to receive medical care otherwise. It's how do we get this person to a state of whole well-being? So we're thinking about their education and their employment and their housing, and all of those pieces together, because all of those certainly impact their ability to feel successful.
Chief Nursing Officer Mark Woods has worked at Eastern State for more than 30 years.
What are the gaps in your community? How are you connecting patients to services? How are you integrating medical services into your behavioral health services? I think there was a point in time in our history that it was you were doing to the patient, and now it's more of a how do we connect and how do we do with the patient?
Though misconceptions about mental health linger, today more people than ever have a better understanding of the direct connection between mental and physical health. This has led to better funding for research and major improvements in care.
Because we know that it's not this secret group of people that go to state hospitals or to seek out behavioral health care. It truly is so many people in the community, about one in four, that seek this type of, or seek services, right? Certainly, you know, with COVID, we saw this avalanche of behavioral health needs. We see this as a tremendous opportunity to step forward with true behavioral health leadership to provide things for a community that wasn't there before, because now people are willing to talk about it.
In the last, I would say, 5 years, we've seen a lot of reduction in that stigma. There's a lot of recognition of mental health being part of health. I think there's a lot of opportunity right now. We're seeing new medications come out. We're seeing life-saving treatments. So I think we're doing a lot of catch-up and we're getting there. I think the next 10 years will be huge in terms of how we progress with care.
For UK at the Half, I'm Allison Perry.